Swedish company Ericsson. Marconi himself always knew he was onto something big and something financially risky.
It was an epoch in history. I now felt for the first time absolutely certain that the day would come when mankind could be able to send messages without wires, not only across the Atlantic, but between the furthermost ends of the earth. The experiment had involved risking at least £50,000 to achieve a result which had been declared to be impossible by some of the principal mathematicians of the time.
Well, it was the mathematics that got them in the end. Overpriced acquisitions led to a meltdown for shareholders, and this year Marconi lost out to a Chinese rival on a key contract. John Delaney is telecoms expert with the Ovum Consultancy.
I think it's a sad day in the historical context. It's sad because it reflects the huge problems that Marconi caused for itself in the late 90s by putting all its eggs in the telecoms basket at exactly the wrong time, as it turned out. But ever since that happened, really, Marconi has been struggling badly. And I must say, I'm positive about this deal, in as much as there had to be a deal. Marconi simply couldn't continue as a viable independent company once it failed to win part of the BT 21st Century Network contract. It was then just a question of, you know, what would be the best deal it could get. And frankly, I think the Ericsson deal is about as good a deal as it could have got.
And what is Ericsson actually getting for its money?
It's funny, because people talk about this as Ericsson getting back into the fixed line business, as if it ever went away from it, really. You know, it's so true. Ericsson has focused mostly on mobile for its growth over the last few years, and particularly 3G mobile. But there's a big movement in the industry now among telecoms groups towards what we call convergence, in other words, progressively moving away from separate infrastructures for mobile and fixed and towards a single combined infrastructure, which in the future can carry all of a telco's traffic. And therefore, it makes sense for a company like Ericsson to beef up its portfolio on the fixed side too.
What would Mr. Marconi have made of today's events, do you think?
I think Mr. Marconi would have thrown up his hands in horror 5 years ago. If he was still around and watching the fortunes of his namesake these days, I think he would be saying to himself, it could have been a lot worse.
Telecoms expert John Delaney. Well, elsewhere, there were angry scenes on